More and more nut crops can be shipped into the Far East. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. With the new administration, maybe we can reestablish the TPP that would help trans-Pacific trade. That's according to Bill Bryant, the founder of the Seattle-based Bryant Christie Inc., which offers market access and foreign government affairs since 1992. He comments on what we need to do to get back some of that market share.
We need to go back and establish our leadership in the Trans-Pacific Partnership and reestablish our presence in markets that we have retreated from. That's the first thing that we need to do. And then we can sit down with a lot of our trading partners, Canada, Mexico, Japan, Korea, Australia, and talk about how we can not contain China, but ensure that they are complying with the trade rules. And that means we need to reassert our leadership in the World Trade Organization. Because if we can reestablish our leadership in the World Trade Organization, then we will have the leverage to go to China and say, look, you either follow the rules of this club, or sorry, you're going to have to leave the club. Those two things, reestablish our leadership in Asia through reengaging in some form of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and reclaiming our market for nuts and for wine and for tree fruits and other Southeast Asian markets, reestablish that trade relationship that we had with Japan and other Southeast Asian markets, and then also begin exerting leadership in the WTO, that would be two big steps, not going back to where we were in 2016, but dealing with the world as it is in 2020.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.